In their 100-million-year history, the White Cliffs of Dover have been the scene of multiple battles, invasions, and wars. Situated at the closest point between Britain and France, these 110-metre-tall cliffs form a natural barrier of chalk rock and have stood guard throughout history. The earliest record is from 55 BC, in Julius Caesar's Commentari de Bello Gallico, Commentaries on the Gallic War. Caesar arrived at Dover with two legions of soldiers. There, they were besieged by an army hurling javelins from the clifftop. They had to move further up the coast, starting their invasion from Deal in Kent instead. The White Cliffs were the site of another historic moment, when King Charles II returned from exile in the Netherlands. He landed on the shore of Dover on May 25, 1660. His triumphant arrival in London 4 days later marked the start of the English Restoration. During the Napoleonic War, tunnels were dug into the chalk rocks. Dover was an obvious target, being so close to France. Dover Castle was fortified, and the tunnels were built to shelter the troops. Napoleon did not invade, however, and the tunnels were abandoned. During World War II, the tunnels were enlarged to form a secret network. The lower levels housed Channel Command during the Battle of Britain, including Winston Churchill's personal wartime headquarters. The cliffs were also on Britain's front line throughout World War II. German armies crossing the channel faced attack from gun emplacements. Anti-aircraft batteries fired on enemy planes. The cliffs were the last sight of troops leaving Britain and the first sight of those returning home. Famously, they greeted British forces returning from Dunkirk. It is no wonder that despite all the wars and battles they have seen, today the White Cliffs of Dover have become a symbol of home, safety, and peace.